Hello, everyone. I'm just jumping on here before we start our podcast today to let you know about what's coming up in the Confident Practitioner Community, our free Facebook group. Now, it used to be called Strictly Education and Support, but Confident Practitioner is really more what we are and what we want to be. So to celebrate the renaming and to celebrate you as the practitioner, at the end of this month, we've got a wonderful group of speakers. So first up, speaking for us, we have Leslie Bergstrom. Now, she's going to talk about the future of modern health and medicine from the perspective of a naturopath, energy healer, and modern shaman. So it's going to be a really interesting talk, and she's going to start the week with us. Then next up, we have Moira Bradfield. Dr. Moira Bradfield, and she's going to talk about vaginal health, candidiasis, and her recent PhD. So that's very exciting. Then we've got Tara Nelson that you may know of because she's the thyroid guru, and she's going to talk to us about how small things really affect the big picture when we're looking at our client and thyroid health and how it affects that big picture of the client. Then we've got Katie Barron. And Katie Barron, she's the physical examination guru, and she's the one who helps us to understand how important physical examination is as part of our consult, whether we're online or offline, okay, whether they're in our clinic with us or whether we're seeing them online. Now, myself, I'm going to be talking, of course, about being that confident practitioner. I'm going to make sure that you understand and to help you in those consults. And we're going to be talking about scripts and things that we can say to our client to encourage them to come back, to encourage them to share you and your services with their friends and colleagues. Now, this is running from the 29th of April to the 3rd of May in the Confident Practitioner Community. And if you invite your friends, whoever invites the most people can win. They can win one-to-ones with me and with the other practitioners who are part of this. Now, I know that that is at the end of the month, and you might not be on Facebook because this is a podcast, and you might prefer listening to things on the podcast. So what I'm going to do is we're going to record all of those, and they are going to become our podcasts in July. So there will be a second opportunity to listen to them. But I'm sure that you, as the listener, want to come and join us in the Confident Practitioner Community. And I'm sure as you, the listener here today, you want to invite your friends because it is the coolest place to be. And to win one-to-ones, who doesn't like to win a one-to-one with any of those practitioners? So I look forward to seeing you in the Confident Practitioner Community. And let's get on with the podcast. What I'd really like you to do is connect with your inner organizer, to connect with your inner calendar, and start using the apps that are out there that are free. They're already on your phone to help you to make sure that you get the work done that you need to get done, to make sure that you give yourself batching time to do things, to make sure that where you have admin dictated in your calendar, you already have chosen what admin needs to go in there. And those big picture things, you've chunked down into smaller picture things.
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So last week, I said, let's talk about time control. Let's figure out how we're going to sort out our day. Now, as you know, I like to get up first thing in the morning, which is about 6:30 or just after 6 o'clock. And I have my coffee and I'll talk to the cat and I'll flick through social media. But two or three mornings a week, I walk. My husband walks to work. And so I walk halfway. So I walk to the parklands from where I live and then walk back again, which is about 8Ks. And I do that hopefully twice, if not three times a week. And if I don't do it in the morning, then I tend to notice that I do it, I jump up at about 3 o'clock and go for my walk. And it finally dawned on me that I was having this really productive time at 3 o'clock, 3:30, and I was getting a ton done. And that's because I used to have to head to school and do collection. So I get very motivated in the afternoon to get stuff done, even though my kids, you know, my son's off living in Newcastle and my daughter is at university. So I certainly don't do the 3 o'clock thing anymore. But anyway, when we time package and time control, we have to figure out what do we normally do in a day. And if you can do it, I've never managed to do it, but a lot of coaches will tell you to get out a spreadsheet and document every 20 minutes of your day to see what you actually do. Now, I've never managed to do it. I'm always too busy every 20 minutes, or I'm doing absolutely nothing every 20. But it's basically a document of what you did and how you spent your time so that you can see where you're spending your time. We do have apps on our phones that can time control us and not allow us on our phone because you're studying. There's at the end of each week, you get a notification of screen time. I've just had Easter, so my screen time was up to what it normally is, and especially from the week prior, because the week prior I had my phone in airplane mode and in low battery mode all week because I was hiking the Abel Tasman and wanted to take photos. So it's always going to be different. But if we can log what we do, then we know the times when we're not doing anything and we can question why. Is it a procrastination time? Is it we should be doing something else then? And why are we procrastinating? We all have a to-do list, right? My to-do list, I have one sitting on the arm of the sofa that I just fill it out and cross things out. So that's like big picture. It just said plants. And over Easter, I was like, right, this weekend I'm going, because I've got 4 days, I'm going to sort out all my indoor plants. If you've seen a photo of my house, then it's just full of indoor plants. I have so many indoor plants have actually gone outside. So I was like, right, I have to deal with all of these plants. They all need watering, they need trimming, they need feeding, da, 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 da. So I'm going to do that and I'm going to tidy up these two cupboards and I'm going to tidy up this spare bedroom. And then I spent one day out with my husband because it was beautiful weather. And we went up the river and then and went on a steamship, proper steamship, anyway, on the Murray River. And then the other day, a girlfriend of mine, her father died about 6 months ago. So she's finally able to get into the house and it was a little bit of a hoarder. So there's lots to be done. So I spent a day with her. So I actually only had 2 days. Plants got done. Room didn't get done and only one cupboard got done. So they're big picture things I've got on here, but I dedicated my weekend to my home. Okay. Easter weekend is a home weekend. I'm not doing any work. I've dedicated it to these things. These are big picture items. And I was doing like the one cupboard and the plants were going on at the same time because I wanted to leave the plants to soak. So I had time to start on the cupboard, right? So when we think about controlling our time, we have very definitive work week and days off, or at least I hope you do, because it's really important that we have time off. And when we talk about controlling our time, we're talking about making sure that we've got self-care and family time and jobs time and happiness time in there. I mean, I did my whole back garden. I replanted the beds outside as well. I put in some veggies. I did all sorts of things that don't really constitute houseplants, but it just said plants. So that meant I did all my plants, right? Watered everything, did everything. But sometimes a big picture is much harder to deal with than the smaller picture, which is why it's a good idea to chunk down your day and see what you actually do. And if you can do 20 minute or half hour, even 1 hour chunks to say, I did this, I did this, I did this, and not lying to yourself. Oh, I can't really remember what I did with that coffee this morning. Oh yeah, babe, you played Candy Crush or whatever it was. I don't play Candy Crush anymore. I used to. I now have a farm. Anyway, so obviously not a real one. But when we think about all of these things that we're doing, how are we spending that time and why are we spending that time on that thing rather than on something more productive? Because procrastination is just avoidance and it's not your fault. It's you're avoiding it for a reason. And what is that reason? We need to look inside ourselves and say, well, I'm scared of doing that. I'm scared. Or it's too big a job. I don't know where to start. That is always the one, isn't it? It's always that I don't know where to start. Which bit do I start in? Like this friend's, her father's house is not a true hoarder. And I like the hoarder
programs that you see that are just like, let's be really mean to this person and put them on telly. It wasn't a home like that. It wasn't dirty, but it was just full of staff, right? So she walked in and it's her father. So she's just upset by it and so saddened. And so I was like, right, well, we're going to start obviously in the kitchen, which didn't actually need a lot of cleaning. It just needed a lot of organizing and throwing out of stuff. And then we've got these two rooms, which can very clearly easily be tidied up with a bit of sorting and organizing. And then we start on the hallways later on, and that will be getting the lions in to take all these books away. So I was able to create the plan. I was able to chunk it down for her, whereas she was just, it's her dad's place. She's really upset by it. It's hard for her to deal, right? But that is the learning curve here on chunking things down. So remember, when we chunk things down, it's much easier. So we've got big picture words, write a blog. That's a huge big picture word, especially if someone like me who's a talker. It's really hard for me to think, what am I going to write a blog about? And then you've got all of the parts of a blog. Whereas somebody who's not a talker, they can go, yay, write a blog. But still, what are you going to write it about? That's still a big picture. Create a new website. That's still a big picture. I will put the link to some website templates in the show notes for you if you want them. It's a whatchamacallit link. So I get affiliate link. So I get a tiny, I think I get $50 or something. But they're really good. That's why I'll put it in there. Because once you've got your template, then you could go, okay, I'm building a website. And so I'm starting on page 1, 2, 3, 4, or I can get them to do it for me. And page 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I just have to get a host to connect it to their hosting service. Okay. But it's still a big picture. Create website. Huge. Create blog. Huge. Put a story up. Yeah, it's got a bit of work in it, but I could probably do it. You know, I can walk into the garden and do a story. I've just got to do it. Why am I procrastinating on it? What is stopping me? I don't want people to see me because I've got braces or something. You know, my daughter didn't smile for 7 years or something because of her braces. So now we get smiles, and I've got smiles when she was a child before her teeth went all wonky and then she got braces. So there's literally no smiling photos of her. So she's not going to go out and put a story up. She's not going to go out and do Instagram pictures with anything other than a closed mouth, half smile. And it's the same. What's holding you back? What's stopping you? And when we think about controlling our time, we have to chunk things down. Can it be done right now, this second? So deleting all these spam emails, deleting all of the junk emails you get takes literally 1 second. Unsubscribing takes slightly longer, but not really much. So it's a good idea to do it occasionally. You know, you could unsubscribe from one email a day. And then you'd have, you know, rather than trying to do it all as a job, rather than the big word unsubscribe, you think, but who, you know, I'm going to wait for them to come through. I've deleted a ton of them. How am I going to find them? You could choose one a day. All right. We need to chunk down our to-do list into time, how long it's going to take to do those jobs. And the jobs that are big, create website, we need to chunk those down too. And that is front page. And then from the front page, what, title? To, you know, connection. And because each part of a page has got its own parts. So you can choose which part you're going to do today. And that means you've chunked it down and makes it easier for you to do. So anything you can do right now, do it right now. Anything that's under 5 minutes, sit down and do it until you've used up 1 hour. Anything that's going to take longer, we designate time for it and we put it into our calendar. Okay. So as I've said, you know, on a Monday, I'm not going to do, I could do some more social media. I could take photos or screenshot of everybody in the group. It'd be really good. I haven't done that for ages. And saying, you know, here we are, practitioner group on a Monday. I can't do that with clients, but I could say at the end of the day, hey, just seen 3 amazing clients. I'm waiting on their hair mineral analysis results. There's all sorts of things we can do that, you know, we can put onto our story that we're really quick if we wanted to. But Monday is my clinical day with the practitioners clinically, with observers clinically, with my clients clinically. So lots of things, you know, it's very set. It's set in my calendar and it's set in Zoom. So I'm obviously going to do those things at their time. But it's all the other stuff, social media posting, Google posting, all of the stuff to get your clients to come in. If you're writing plans, you shouldn't be writing plans for people and they're not going to read them. Or if they do, they might not come back and see you. Plans should be extremely simple and not contain their nuances because they always change, right? So limit what you're sending out to your clients, but make sure that you're connecting with them. So we've got to do all of these things, but lots of these things can be scheduled to happen. So auto reply emails. So if you have a focus call with me, then, and you're welcome to have one if you haven't had one before, or even if you have had one before, you're welcome to have a focus call with me. You will get an email 24 hours later. It's the exact same email that goes to my clients. It goes to everyone. It's just an automated email, and I can have more than one. I just haven't got around to it. And it says, anything you didn't understand. I do speak quickly. Anything you want to go over, reply to this email. Otherwise, save it for your next appointment. So it's the same, but it's an automated email. And so lots of these things can be automated to save you time. So are you automating as much as you possibly can? Do you have out-of-office replies on your emails going out? So we can split our day into four sections once we know what we're doing. So Friday or Thursday, not Friday, because Friday is my official day off and I try not to work. I do end up working, but I like it to be my official day off if I can. So Thursday, I pay my employees. I catch up with my employees. We go over things that need to be, we may have been doing it all week, but Thursday is definitely connection day because Friday, I really don't want to be connecting with you. I really want to go out and do what I want to do. And even if it's just go to the supermarket, I've got a beautiful supermarket by me. So I've got Foodland. I want to go to the supermarket. I want to do those things on a Friday in my own time, in my own way, chill out, maybe catch up with a friend, messaging people. I'm cleaning a house, a room or something, whatever, but it's my choice. Friday is my day off with me to do what I want to do. So I don't want to be doing work. So I need these things to all have happened Monday to Thursday. So Thursday, you know, payday for my staff, payday for me. If I haven't done any billing, got to bill people, that will go out on a Thursday as well, chances are, because I'm sitting down doing it all. Now, when we've done the, I can do it in 2 minutes, I can do it in 5 minutes. Okay, this is a job that I need to break down and break it down properly into what I'm going to do first, second, and third, and how I'm going to achieve that. Then we can think to ourselves, our day has four quarters. All right. So if you've written down how you've spent your time, so when I had children, I would have a coffee, but I'd be doing breakfast, then we'd be getting them to school, and I wouldn't be ready to start my day until around 9:30. Okay. When we think about a split, it might be from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. So my morning split is 6 a.m. to 9:30. But then I've got that half an hour of, okay, what am I going to do? I've got my list. Top of my list is podcasting for Ella because I'm behind. And she will be saying, Geraldine, I haven't got anything to put out. What are we talking about? Need a podcast. So priority. So this is my priority for this morning. So 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. might be one of your splits in your day. And what are you doing in that? You've got your morning routine. So 2 to 3 mornings a week, I go for a walk with my husband. He walks to work. So I walk to the parklands and walk back again. It's about 8Ks round trip. So I do that 2 to 3 times a week. And I'm always home by about 9:30, right? So I'm ready to go from 10. The other mornings, like this morning, I've done my morning routine. I've had my coffee. The cat hasn't come in. I'm not sure where the cat is. He's decided not to come in for a cuddle yet this morning. So I actually got on the computer sooner. It's raining outside. I'm not walking. Weather's going to find out. I'll go for that walk this afternoon. But 6 to 10 a.m., you might have that deep work session. You might have some co-working. You know, in the academy, we were co-working for a while. We stopped, people stopped turning up, so I stopped doing it. But that's not to say you can't do it with colleagues. And co-working is when you just go on the Zoom and they're working and you're working and you're just working. And then a timer goes off and then you chat for 5 minutes and then you work again. And it means that you get stuff done because you've got somebody sitting opposite you like you would in an office. Okay. So when we've split up that day, we might split it up from, say, so mine's 6:30 to 9:30. But when we look at the numbers, it's probably 6 to about 10 a.m. because then we're going to have a coffee in there, maybe morning tea, something like that. Then we've got midday. Now, my midday is probably 9:30 to 12:30 where I sit down and I bulk work. So maybe 10 actually to 12:30 because I've had that half an hour maybe of another decaf or actually it's not, is it? It's always my drink that I have. I have like a vitamin B drink with all these different things in it. So I'd go and make that and I'd be sipping that at my desk. But that's kind of the 10 till 2 marker. And on my Monday, that's easily filled with my group, with my clinical group and with my observers, right? So that happens on a Monday, but it only happens on a Monday. The other days, what am I doing 10 till 2? That, you know, we're going to have our lunch. You might do some exercise because that's where I would have my afternoon exercise if I hadn't had my morning walk. I've got another walk that I do if I manage to get out about 2 o'clock. That actually misses all of the schools. I'm surrounded by schools and I found one walk that doesn't have a school on it. So I can easily, you know, there are like cars and children and parents, you know, vying for parking spaces, and I can go for that walk. We've got to get that lunch in there, that healthy lunch. We've got to get that time, that brain time in there. And for me, that exercise, if I haven't already done it, but sometimes I'll do a diet, I might go on that walk anyway, because I've intensively worked. And so I want to blow some air through my brain. Then in our afternoon, I mean, like the second quarter is after lunch. It's until you finish work, really. So that's probably the 2 till 6 p.m. So for me, that's 2 till about 5, 5.30. I like to stop work at 5 if I can, except on Monday. I do late night Monday. But I really like to be done at 5, to clock off at 5. So when I had the kids, I had to clock off at 3.30, except on a Monday when I did my late night and my husband looked after would come home earlier and look after the children. So what are we doing in that time? So that's actually quite a productive time for me in the afternoon. As I said, probably because back in the day I had to rush, and then I had to rush and get the children, and I had to rush to the after school activity, or I had to rush them home to put food in them because they were hangry, whatever it was. So I actually find that time in the afternoon to be very, very productive. And I get quite a lot done. I get admin tasks done. I might be seeing clients. Monday back in the day, my first client would be at maybe 1.30, 2 o'clock, depending. So if it was 1.30 to 2.30, then I'd have a 2.30 to 3.30. Sometimes it'd be a 1 to 2 and then a 2 to 3. Often the 2 to 3 was like a primary school child. So the mother would like, oh, you know, they've got school. I go, yeah, but they don't do anything in the last 15 minutes. It means parking's easier for you. Why don't you come at 2.30? Oh, yeah. They collect the child and the homework. They come for their appointment. And then they were on the road sooner than everybody else. 3.30, the kid that gets picked up from school. The 4.30 would be the teenager from high school, because they'd have to amble round and take their time. And then 5.30, 6.30 and 7.30 would be business people, because late night Monday, people are used to going out in the evening to do tasks, and they're happy to go and see their health practitioner out of hours, right? And I do lunchtime clients as well. So no new clients, only old clients. So we've got our admin tasks, we've got our meetings, we're seeing clients, we're being productive, all right? So we could pick days where we're not seeing clients, or you've not got your books open to clients, as admin time. So to get that stuff done. So for me, it used to be a Tuesday morning, and it was in my diary. Every single Tuesday morning was bookwork. It's paperwork, I think I had written in there. And that was organizing all my invoices and receipts, putting them in an envelope, waiting for the envelope, waiting for the latest statement to come. I put a statement in, I put the envelope in the post to my bookkeeper, Maria's Bookkeeping up in Cobar. Now I just stick it online constantly. So I don't really need specifically a morning to do those, or an hour to have those tasks, but it's a really good idea to be checking. And so now on a Friday, it's on a Thursday. It wasn't a Friday pointlessly, because I'd look at it and go, that's really pointless. I'm not opening the computer today. Moved it to Thursday. And because I'm paying bills and paying people, I'm looking at my numbers. So Thursday is my numbers day now, not the Tuesday as it once was. So we've got to make sure the work is done and done before 5. So what are you putting in to that quarter of your day? And then finally, we've got quality time with the family and friends. So we've got to, for each of those quarters, once we've set them down, we need to do this in the morning. So journaling in the morning is the best time to activate for the day. You've been writing that to-do list. Mine just sits there all the time, and I'll just add something to it. I cross things off it, but I break things down within it. So on one side of the page, it says website. Sorry, on the other side of the page, it says employ someone. Tick, done that. But podcast, other side of the page, 4 podcasts. Okay, so it's not just podcast. It is 4 podcasts. And then I got C list, because there is a list of what I'm going to talk about. Although that always changes, because like last time I was like, I need to talk to these guys about controlling time. I haven't done that for ages. Time for me to do that. And so I wrote a note. So although I've got a list of 4 things I have to do, I'm actually going to end up getting 6 podcasts out of today. So although it said 4 podcasts, I'm hopefully going to get at least 5 out today. Like, or for me done, and then for Ella to edit and get up and put on social media and create and everything else. Thinking about doing a rebrand as well. It's just in the back of the mind there. Think about it. Anyway, so in the morning, if we were, or even in the evening before you went to bed, if you're a worrier and you're thinking about tomorrow when you go to bed, it might be worth doing it in the evening as your last thing. What am I going to do tomorrow? Because we have to journal how we're going to do it, the execution of what we're going to do. So mine is always dot point because I'm not a journaler. Occasionally I will sit down and journal and I will just hammer it all out. It's a really good thing when you just got to get it all out. It's a really good thing to just do it. But I know a number of people who journal in the morning. And in the academy, up until recently, I was doing journal prompts every week. People stopped liking them. So I'm like, okay, I have to think of something else every Monday to put up there. So there's a gap there right now that needs to be attended to. People wanted the journal prompts. Now they're like, oh, maybe I don't need journal prompts. I've got lots. Or I'm doing it without those prompts. But we need to execute our day and how we're going to execute that day. It might be you have to organize it at night. So you get up in the morning and when you check that list, then you can write some additional notes as I would with a dot point. So I go and check my list and I dot point what I'm going to be doing. We do have to think though about how much effort we're putting in, how much gratitude we need to be saying to ourselves, I'm really grateful for. This is what makes me who I am. This is how I am in my being because I have these things here and I am grateful for them. So that's the point about journaling, isn't it? That's the extra part of journaling. So it's not just that dot point. It's also saying thank you. It's also having that gratitude and also saying the effort, giving yourself a pat on the back for the effort you've put in. In my case, possibly swallowing a throat lozenge for all the talking I've just done. But we do have to grade our effort and say, yeah, I really put in my effort today. Actually, no, I haven't. So at the end of the evening, when we're into our fourth quarter of the day and we're thinking about quality time, that's the family. It might be, hopefully you're all doing dinner around the dinner table. Dinner around the dinner table is a wonderful thing, except when you've got teenagers and you say, what did you do today? And they say nothing. And so you have to re-envisage that line. What was the best thing you did today? Break? Good. And the next best thing? Lunch. Fabulous. So why did you go to school again? Now, so we do have to change the wording around. So it became, tell us about your day. We'll start at the left. And then the person would have to tell about their day. And I sort of do that with my husband. I was like, how's your day? He said, oh, fine. Okay, it's going to be pulling nails or something again today. And then we start. And then eventually the floodgates open. And the same with your floodgates. Well, actually, no, I didn't put in a lot of effort today. I got really disconcerted or really upset by something that happened, or I felt that I was procrastinating a lot, because you can nut these things out with our family and friends, but it's a good idea to nut them out with another entrepreneur. Because if your partner is in working for somebody else, they're a 9-to-5er or a 7-to-8er or whatever it is, but they're doing the thing for somebody else, so it's all guaranteed. They might be looking at you going, well, is it really working? How long are you going to spend trying? What is it you need to, because they haven't got that motivational speak or that answer. So we have to grade internally, but we do have to speak out as well. And we do have to say, hey, I don't think this is working. I need to shake it up. I need to do something different. It might be that I need to look at some education, or it might be that I need to speak to a mentor, because it's, you know, what I'm doing isn't doing it for me. Because when we're grading our effort, we can also give ourselves that pat on the back. And that pat on the back is really important. And when we're grading our effort, it's like years ago, I had Weight Loss Thursday is what I called it. And all my clients who are wanting to lose weight, I saw them on a Thursday. They'd have a weigh-in once a month. They had, it was my program, basically. They had a weigh-in once a month. They came to see me. And then every Thursday, I connected with them. And there would be a lot. And the reason I chose Thursday was because I did a late night Thursday. I was doing a late night Monday and a late night Thursday. And so I had a lot of people come on a Thursday who wanted weight loss, and Mondays seemed to be chronic conditions. I don't know how that worked, but that's the way it worked. But I would connect with them every Thursday. And by connecting with them, that which is text, you think, why did she text them? Well, some people will use that too much, but they all knew we're only texting on a Thursday. I'm not texting you any other day of the week. I'm not going to reply on any other day of the week. It's only on a Thursday. I made it quite clear. Thursday was the day we were connecting. And then someone said, oh, you know, we had a wedding at the weekend. And then on Monday, we did this. And on Tuesday, we did that. So, you know, I've really fallen off the way. I haven't done anything. And I'd be like, they were yesterday. We're now talking about today and tomorrow. We have to turn off. You've done it. I'd be like, did you enjoy the wedding? Like, yeah. Well, great. Now you can restart on Monday. It doesn't matter. You enjoyed the wedding. Let's get down to it now. Let's get back on track. Like right now, oh, I've got a party this Saturday. Fantastic. Enjoy the party on Saturday. Let's be sensible for the rest of today, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Enjoy the party. People don't you know, when they're focused on something, they forget to enjoy the other component parts. And we have to remember to enjoy the component parts as well. And we need to congratulate ourselves on our successes. And we need to look at our failures and go, why?
I still haven't done my website.
Well, that's because it's one really big word and you haven't chunked it down. And if you chunked it down into tiny bits or got some help from somebody else, then it wouldn't be a job hanging over you still. So we need to chunk our day, figure out what we're doing overall, make sure that we have a weekly plan, then we have a daily plan, and then we chunk down in the day. Okay. So we've got our four quarters of the day. So we've got our morning routine, we've got midday routine, whatever that is. Then in the afternoon, we're working. We've worked in the morning, we've worked in the afternoon, but we're choosing the amount of time within that and we're choosing chunks of time to work. It might be the 90 minutes because that's like your sleep cycle, isn't it? People do things in a 90-minute flow. We have a timer that goes off, especially if we've got neurodiversity and we can get so immersed in something we don't come out. Then we have to have triggers to get us out. And what trigger will get you out? All right. Because we need the trigger to get us out and then the trigger to get us back in again. We need the trigger to tell us to do things so that, and we all need that. I think we're all a little bit neurodiverse in our own way. There's obviously extremes in every direction, but, and it's needed. It's needed. If you didn't have that neurodiversity, you wouldn't be the person you are and you wouldn't have achieved what you've achieved so far. So, but we need to chunk our time. And it might be that you have to use a timer clock, you know, one that you wind up and gives you a huge bell at the end of it. It might be that you have timers set on your phone so it closes down after a certain length of time, doesn't let you stay on games like you do for children, so that you come off that thing and go and do the work you need to do. So what do? Friday, I see what I've got next week. Because if something has to be changed, I've got to do it on Friday, especially since I work Monday. Then every morning, I have a look. What am I doing today? When am I going to do it? What is it I want to achieve? I look at that to-do list. I chunk down that to-do list, but I put everything in those four quarters and go, how's it going to work? So that I fast some mornings, so I don't necessarily have breakfast. Mondays, I tend to have something to eat just before I go into that group because I know I'm not going to get anything to eat probably again until dinner time, especially if I have an afternoon walk. So how am I going to, when am I going to eat? When, what times am I going to do that? And I will set timers. I will write down where I will know, okay, 10 a.m. I have to eat because I'm online from 11:30 or I have to eat at 11 because I'm on, which means starting at 10:30 if I'm cooking. So Friday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And also choosing what you're going to do at the weekend. So I'm always saying to my husband about, you know, sort of Wednesday, Thursday, or are you working this weekend? Because he works at the weekend sometimes. So I'm like, are you working? Oh, no, you're not. Okay, what's the weather like this weekend? Oh, maybe we can make a bit of a plan to do something. Like Easter, one of the days, beautiful weather, we went up river. Now, it can be hard with the weather to decide where you're going or what you're doing, but it's a good idea to have, you know, like, we haven't been to the art gallery in ages or haven't been to the museum in forever. You know, has it changed? Is it still the same as when the kids were little and we used to go relatively often to see the squid down the stairs? That will only mean something to people in Adelaide. Giant squid. There's a giant squid. Anyway, chunk that day down and then do it every morning so you know what to expect with your day. And then when you get halfway through the day, so in the afternoon sometime after your lunch, evaluate, what have I done today? What have I achieved today? When my hubby comes home tonight and we sit down and say, what did you do today? He's going to talk about his day. He's going to talk about, and it's busy where he's working at the moment. So, you know, I'll hear all of that. And he's going to say to me, what did you do today? And I'm going to say, wow, I managed to batch some podcasts. Really pleased with myself. I've managed to do all of this work. And because I managed to connect up one of the AI bots to it, I now also have a blog. So there's ways of doing things to help ourselves because I'm not a blogger, but now I have a blog because I've put in the AI to do it for me. All right. So let's think about chunking out that day. Let's think about time controlling what we do, making sure you use your calendars, make sure you use alarms, and make sure you use some of those systems out there that are going to turn off the things that you shouldn't be doing. If you end up playing a game and suddenly realize 3 hours later you're doing it. It's like me and TikTok. Once I'm on TikTok, I just start on TikTok and I'm there for hours. So I only allow myself TikTok on a Sunday evening. Why Sunday? Who knows? Probably because I've just had a look at my week and what's coming up and what I have to do. And I want to relax before I go to bed and there's nothing on the telly. So I end up on TikTok. But it's not really relaxing, is it? because you're watching something else. So then I realize I've been on TikTok for ages. I go to bed and I read a book, get a book with pages, you know, paper that you turn. You may have seen one. You may not have as well, depending your age. Anyway, that is where I'm going to leave it today, because what I'd really like you to do is connect with your inner organizer, to connect with your inner calendar, and start using the apps that are out there that are free, that are already on your phone, to help you to make sure that you get the work done that you need to get done, to make sure that you give yourself batching time to do things, to make sure that where you have admin dictated in your calendar, you already have chosen what admin needs to go in there. And those big picture things, you've chunked down into smaller picture things. 5 reels. What are they going to be on? Where's the content? How long will you need? Then you've got to edit them. Is that going to be 1 a week? Are you going to start? Are you going to record them all and then post them live once a week? Because then you can edit them at the time, because you've already got the ideas for the month. What is it? How are you going to chunk everything down so you get it done and you put it in the time slots that you've worked out because you've corded everything up? How are you going to make sure you're patting yourself on the back for having done the jobs you've done? And how are you going to look at your failures? I ate that extra biscuit. Who cares, man? It was really good. It tasted really good. You don't have to do anything because you ate the extra biscuit. Or in our case, you played extra long, or you went for a walk when you should have been working. We have to look at, why did I avoid that task? And how can I get back on track? Because I'm just going to get back on track. There's no loss. There's nothing. I'm not going to beat myself up over that time lost. It's gone. It's finished. It's then. We're talking about now. Let's move forward. And how can we figure out what was wrong, break it down, and make it easier for ourselves? So I hope that's helped today. I might have to stop my batching because my throat is beginning to go. So next time around, what are we going to talk about next time? Next time, I reckon let's talk about income streams, because we touched on that the other day, didn't we? We touched, and that's to do with time control as well. If you've got more than one job and fitting it all in and other income streams, because in the academy, we're working on publishing our book. And will that become an income stream? Or does that mean that you can then say I'm a published author? I'm a published author. I've got my first thing on Amazon. So yeah, I think that's our way forward. I think that's going to be next time. But I think I need to go and care for my throat for 5 minutes. So have a good one. And I look forward to speaking with you, seeing with you, you hearing me, whatever the words are, on the next cast. Have a good rest of day. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part 2 of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.